The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
PXY Mornings, it is the Vibe Check. Moose, Breezy, happy Friday to you guys. 585-252-9800, hit us up. Tell us if the vibes are up. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, so many of our friends are weighing in this morning on this beautiful Friday, launching the weekend off on the right foot.
80 and sunny. I mean, what else do you want?
No, genuinely, it is going to be the best. I know a lot of people have plans, but let's get to some of our friends, shall we?
We shall.
Good morning, Moose and Breeze. It's Derek from Albion.
Sup, Derek?
Totally vibing. Just been a long week, and I couldn't have done it without listening to both of you in the morning. I love you guys. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Oh, man, that was a really nice message.
Absolutely. Good morning, Moose and Breeze. Good vibes. It's Friday. The Bills took the W, and Post Malone is tomorrow.
Post Malone is tomorrow. Who's going? Are you on the fence? Are you going?
I don't know. I'm so curious to see what the concert's going to be. Be like, because it's his country show.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, just a heads up, because this did throw a lot of people off. This is his F1 tour, so it's mostly country. You know what I mean? It's none of this. You're not getting this, okay? Just a heads up.
I don't even know what country songs he sings.
Well, he did the one with Morgan Wallen. Hey, if you don't go tomorrow, can I just get your extra pair?
No, I'm sorry.
Those were supposed to be mine anyway, so whatever. I asked our boss for four tickets.
About?
I said, I need four tickets for this show. And he texted us in the group yesterday. Okay, who was asking for Post Malone? I was like, I was asking.
Well, he asked me if I wanted to go too. And I was like, yeah.
But you know for a fact you're not going.
No, I don't. I don't know that for a fact at all. I mean, I have to work till 7. It's not, and I'm already halfway in queues to work all the way out in Wilkett. So.
Wilkett. Oh, that's going to be fun.
I know.
Are you bartending a wedding?
No, I'm braiding a birthday party.
Oh, sweet.
I know. Who else is here? Let's see. Okay. Send it. Going to see Billy Joel tonight. Absolutely vibing.
Hell yeah. Where's that at?
I have no idea. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from SOTUS checking in with my vibes. They're absolutely great. I'm excited for tomorrow. It's been a long week, and I can't wait to be able to wake up without a freaking alarm. I'll be taking my grandson to the park today to enjoy Friday the 13th.
Romeo's in the house.
Good old Romeo.
It is Friday the 13th today, you guys. Isn't that not awesome?
And then this person says, I'm going to see RuPaul tonight at DeLago. Happy Friday.
There's a lot happening.
I know.
There's a lot going on this weekend. A
lot of events. So, send it. Find one thing and just go. I mean, Fringe is happening. Concerts. Performances. All within like a 50-mile radius of the city. So, send it.
Yeah, Fringe Fest is happening until the 21st, so you guys still got some time to go check out all things Fringe going on around the 585, which is pretty cool. Let me see what's going on here on my end. I ordered a pizza last night from Salvatore's, and I actually went and picked it up.
Was it like $30?
No, I had a...
Oh, your coupon.
I had a coupon.
They're like, we actually don't accept these anymore. I'm so sorry. It was past the
date. They actually could not get it to work. So I was like, can you?
It's so funny. You and everybody else has issue with it. I literally ordered a sheet pizza. I was like, can you apply this to my sheet? They're like, yeah, you owe me like $10. I was like, cool.
Yeah. And I walked in there and handed it to them. They're like, we can't really figure it out, but we'll give it to you anyways. I was like, I hope so. Otherwise, there's going to be hell to pay.
Oh, my God. You're like, this was my Christmas bonus.
But the vibes are up. It's Friday. It's payday for a lot of us. So pop off. And it's just going to be a beautiful weekend out. The Bills took that W last night. And I'm just very excited. I'm in a good mood this morning. I know. I wish I had Dunkin'. The coffee I made this morning sucks. But that's not on me.
Your Amish vibes are fading.
That's what they give us upstairs. They give us sawdust to drink. I'm not complaining. I'm just making an observation. Anyways, thank you guys for checking in this morning with the Vibe Checks. How many of you, the Vibe Tribe, how many of you listening have had to deal with a squatter? There's one that was a real problem. It's a real problem in New York State. But what took place in Dansville? One man had to go through hell to get this guy out of his home. This is really aggravating. And if you've had to deal with it, you know all about it. I'll tell you the full story coming up next on PXY Mornings. Happy Friday.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Happy Friday. Who listening has ever had to deal with a squatter? Because it is a real problem in New York State. Squatters are able to use legal loopholes. Basically, it allows them to live rent-free for a while.
Oh, God.
And, you know, there's always a lengthy court process that has to play out, which sometimes can not only take months, but I've seen documentaries where it's taken years. In April, legislators made clear that squatters are not renters. And basically what that did was it gave judges the authority to kick them out more quickly. Mm-hmm. And one man by the name of Zach Elford has been trying to kick a man out of his Dansville home for quite some time. I mean, the house is a mess. Zach bought a house for his young family in June, but he couldn't move in because Mike Priestley, a level 2 sex offender, was already living there. And he was living there because Priestley initially was invited by Zach's father, Bob Elford. Zach's dad knew the guy. And apparently this guy came crying to his dad saying he didn't have a place to stay. So Zach says after several weeks, his father was ready to kick Priestley out, but he didn't get the chance because on December 3rd, Bob Elford died suddenly in a car crash. And Bob's brother owns the home and says the months leading up to this, he also tried to kick out Priestley. But Priestley refused to leave, even listing the address as his residence on the New York Sex Offender Registry. It was a bad situation. Zach called police, telling them that Priestley was a squatter. But by law, a judge must decide whether Priestley is a squatter or a renter. And that's where it gets confusing.
Right.
I mean, the whole thing's a mess. Zach finally gets his day in court. And just weeks before the scheduled hearing, Priestley made a promise that if the judge says he's evicted, he would move out. But on the day of the hearing, Mike Priestley never shows up. So
Classic.
He stood alone before the judge, pleading with him to kick out his unwelcome guest. So the judge says, I'm going to order the warrant of eviction today. Police do not believe it is within your legal right to remove the squatter. So they're saying it's important to follow the steps outlined on how to go about dealing with squatters because of all the laws and rights that these people have who really have no business living in these homes whatsoever. And here's the best part. This poor guy, Zach, is not going to actually be able to get into this house until October.
I just don't understand why this process takes so long. I just simply don't. They're not paying rent. They're not, like, they have no stake in owning this piece of property. I don't get why it takes months, weeks, sometimes years for this to go through. It makes no sense to me.
It really, so in my last apartment building in LA, we had a squatter in the building on the fourth floor. She would not leave. She changed the locks on my buddy's apartment. So finally, the sheriffs came and they removed the door. And they took her, and I'm watching this through my peephole, because you know me, I can't mind my own business.
Of course.
And I'm sitting there breathing loudly, and I'm watching this take place, and they're escorting her down the hall. They're carrying all her things. They drop it off on the sidewalk in front of our building, and they leave. So now she's just hanging out with all her crap.
Can she just go back inside?
She didn't have keys. She didn't have anything. So she's sitting there on the sidewalk with all of her crap. And she sat there for maybe a couple of days before she finally got up and left. It was a mess. But it took them months to get her the hell out of there.
It's insane.
Because it becomes an issue. Because it's not just them staying there. They're inviting other transients to come in there. They're inviting other possible sex offenders to come in there. It's just a mess.
It's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster.
Yeah, it's wild. Some of these laws, I never was able to wrap my head around them and why they are the way they are. Coming up on the show, if you missed yesterday's performance, our friends Cruel Summer, the Taylor Swift tribute band, was in the studio. They did a live performance, but more importantly, Breezy and I made our singing debut.
We crushed.
Prepare to be blown away, you guys. We'll play you the performance coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Yesterday, we had our very talented friends live in the studio with us, the Taylor Swift tribute band, Cruel Summer.
Yes, we did.
They were here performing live on the air, and if you missed it, we'll replay you the live performance right now. And the reason why it's so special for not just myself, but also Breezy, is because we made our singing debut.
No, we crashed.
Right here with the band in the studio. And yeah, I think we blew it out of the water.
I mean, as much as anybody could.
I'm trying to say it without laughing. Listen, like Breezy said, I don't want to brag, but yeah, I think we kind of crushed. Take a listen to the performance. It really was a group effort. A Cruel Summer live in the studio with PXY Mornings.
Featuring us.
Featuring Moose and Breezy.
I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. I was a functioning alcoholic till nobody noticed my new aesthetic. All of this to say, I hope you're okay, but you're the reason. And no one here is to blame, but what about your quiet reason? And for a fortnight there, we were forever running to you. Sometimes ask about the weather, now you're in my backyard. Turn into good neighbors, your wife waters flowers. I wanna kill her. All my mornings are Mondays, stuck in an endless February. I took the miracle, move on, drug. The effects were temporary, and I love you. It's ruining my life.
I love you. It's ruining my life.
And I touch you for only a fortnight.
I touched you, but I touched you.
And for a fortnight there, we were forever running. You sometimes ask about the weather, now you're in my backyard. Turn into good neighbors, your wife waters flowers. I wanna kill her. And for a fortnight there, we were together running to you sometimes. on my sweater. Now you're at the mailbox. Turn into good neighbors. My husband is cheating. I wanna kill him. And I love you. It's ruining my life.
I love you. It's ruining my life.
I touched you only for
night. I touched you.
I love you. It's ruining my life.
I love you. It's ruining my life.
I touch you only for night.
I touched you. I touched you.
And yeah, but you won't pick up.
Another fortnight lost in America. Moved to Florida.
China.
Buy the car you want, but it won't start up till you touch
me. Yeah, but you won't pick up. Another fortnight lost in America.
Moved to Florida. Buy the car you want, but it won't start up till I touch
you.
Do we go on tour with them?
I think I crushed.
I love the Breezy's just Florida.
98 PXY.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.